Hello.
Hello, Cindy. How are you? Sheldon here.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great myself.
Okay.
So, what's up?
Okay. So anyway, I am working on it right now, and I, like I said, I should be done here pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Did you want the whole first book, part one,
Yeah, if you
and
have
just
edited
work
the
on
part
that, or
one.
did you want what I would have trouble doing is if I tried to send you all the because I will have the last of the first part book done today. But I'm gonna have if I have to, send you just that, that's where I'm gonna run into the trouble because I don't know how to divide it on the system to just be able to send you that part of the book.
I have an idea for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know where to break the book, right?
Yes. In fact,
So.
I've already done some of that. I fixed the beginning of part one. So that's all in there. All I have to do is put together the end of the first book.
Okay, no problem.
And
So
that
right.
means I gotta get rid of the, at the end of the second chapter, which is where I'm cutting it off. Because it kind of ends in a question and cliffhanger. I need to change that end of chapter two and just get rid of that. I need to, end the book, so I'm trying to figure out how to do that. I was thinking of another title for the second book. I was thinking it might be more enticing for the reader if I have that one say, "The Sins to Bear Part Two, Who Killed the Killer?"
Oh, I have an idea then
That
for that
might
kind of
intrigue
scenario. You know, how about this?
them.
We consider it this way. We say, since the bear, okay, volume one, you give it a name, okay? Give that volume a separate name. Okay, then we say, since the bear, volume two, and you give that, who killed the killer.
Cool. Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. But as far as splitting the book is concerned, we'll do that for you. What I want you to do is when you decide on the break, okay, just type in something there like end of, book one, something like that, in bold.
Okay.
So
All right. In
when we
bold.
have the
All
book, we'll
right.
split it up for you, okay? No problems.
Good. Thank you. That cuts, that cuts that out a lot.
That's okay.
Like I said,
Fair
I'm really very sure it'll be done tomorrow. So I can send the whole thing and both books will be there and
Perfect.
so you want me to call them, rather than part one and part two, call them volume one, volume two.
Yeah, or even you can call them, rather than you can type whatever. We can call it part one and give it a name. We can call it part two and give it a name. That also makes sense. But if you want to give separate names, I recommend we have a title and the subtitle, of the book should be part two or part one with a name and part two with, a different name.
Okay.
See what I'm getting at?
I believe I, yeah. Okay.
Perfect. So,
And then
but
the, as far as the, what was the dedication, the table of content, and the acknowledgement pages.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to put something in there? Did you want me to do that?
Yeah, what I wanted to do is I want to decide on a small dedication and an acknowledgement. Okay, the table of contents will manage that, but I'm going to take your input on the table of contents, because if we're making a book, like we can't just have two parts in it, right?
Right.
We're going to have to make chapters out of it.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk to the team, and they'll break it down into an outline, okay? I'm going to send you the outline for part one, okay, first. So you can see the chapter breakdown and what each chapter will contain, a small description of what those chapters will contain, okay? Then we'll make the table of contents accordingly. Okay, once you approve that, we'll format it into the table of contents.
Good, okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, because we can't really have, three or 400 pages book and chapter one, 200 pages, chapter one, 200 pages, chapter two, 200 pages book end. We can't do that.
I hear you.
Yeah. So I'll do that for now. Work on the book, and you can take your time with the dedication acknowledgments, because we'll be editing the book. It's going to take a while. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I have one question for you.
Go ahead. Yes.
So my team already edited the first 25 pages of the first chapter, okay? So you said you made changes to the first chapter. So should I send it to you, or should we just scrap that for now?
I think you should send it to me so I can, because maybe I don't have to do that much.
Okay. Perfect.
For approving,
At least, you can look at it and you can see the editing that's done. And if you want to make any changes to those edits, we'll do those. Okay?
I hear you.
I'll send it to you in a bit. Actually, I have that downloaded. It's Cindy Davis. Let me just send it while we're talking.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Just let me know. Yeah, Cindy is here. We go. By the way, when are you going to send me the prelude?
The what?
The prelude.
The prelude.
Yeah,
I'm doing that right. I'm doing that right now.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Now is it gonna if? How can I send it so that you've got the part I've fixed? According to your little notes here.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way.
Different color, right?
Put. Yes.
Did you make the edits in a different color?
The what?
You said you edited the prelude, right?
I can best describe it to you where you say to change the, where I use the word winced.
Mm-hmm.
You said cried out would contradict the start of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And then you suggested I do without a sound coming from the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Without a sound coming from her mouth, the gray-eyed woman winced in pain and agony. That's what I put.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at the prelude, right?
Yes.
Great. Let me open that up so we can work on it together. Tell me which page you're on.
Hold on. Page 34.
Let me get to 34. Page 34. And So it starts with wanting him to understand the truth, right?
Hold on.
That's 34, right?
The paragraph starts, around the gray eyes came the image of the woman.
Yeah, I'm at it. The editor has a small note cried out, would contradict the start of the sentence without a sound coming from the mouth. Yeah, exactly.
I'm having trouble understanding that, because that sentence I start out with, without a sound coming from her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me
explain. The gray-eyed woman winced in pain and agony.
The reason why cried out seems wrong is because you said without a sound, and cried out means it's coming from the mouth.
Exactly. And all I'm seeing here is the word winced.
Yeah. That's what they repeat. Basically,
a sound coming from her mouth, the gray-eyed woman winced in pain. I don't see where I put cried out.
No, they're just showing the edit. What you're seeing is the edited part. You wrote cried out initially. They changed it to winced.
That's what that is. Thank you, because I was having trouble trying to figure out what you wanted me to do there. I apologize.
They're just comments. That. They're just comments to let you know what they did, what the editors did to them.
What they already did.
Yeah.
So I don't need to go in there and do it.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's where I'm having trouble, because
what we're sending you, what you're seeing on the side, is that is the track report, what we call the track report. It just shows you the changes that have been made.
Okay. Well, good. Okay. So then all I have to do is read it.
Yeah. You just have to read it and see if it's
not.
Okay. If you want to make any changes, as I said before, just, you know, change the font color and make the change you want to make so we know what's going on. Okay.
Well, sorry about that. Thank you, though, for clarifying that.
Absolutely.
It helps a lot.
No problem.
Because it cuts down on the time I have to spend on it.
Yeah, the reason why we're here is because you're supposed to spend less time on it because we're doing the work. You just have to read it.
Okay, thank you. Really, seriously, thank you.
No problem.
That's what I'm after, having to spend less time on it myself so that it can get done.
Yeah, it'll get done. So you're also working on the chapter one, or like you're also working on book one, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm almost done with that part of it. I'll be able to start book two.
Nice.
Right away, almost.
That's amazing. So, let me send the part one edit as well. Find trash first of the book. Part one done to page 25. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we add our journey at the file, Cindy Davis, no, not this one. Mobile attachment. And where'd it go? Message. Attachment. Browse this PC and download Cindy Davis. There we go. And sent. So you should probably be getting a mail from me in a few seconds.
That's okay. All right. Sounds good to me.
So, yeah, it's edited to the first 25 pages, okay? In the mail, I'll type in every time to tell you to which page it's done, so you don't, you know, just have no idea how big the edit is. So you can just read up at page 25 and see how things are, okay?
Thank you.
No problems at all. So, any other questions you have for me?
Not that I can think of.
Perfect. So, you'll be sending me book one today, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll start by sending you drafts by next week. That sound good?
Yes.
Cool. Because I'll be taking an off tomorrow. I won't be in the office. You can still text me. Absolutely no problems. But I won't really be in the office. Okay.
That's fine.
I'm going for a long week.
That's fine. I shouldn't need to, you know, bother you anymore.
Perfect. If you do send me a mail, let me know. Okay, so I'll get a check by someone, hopefully, so they can forward it.
All right, I will.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Oh, and yeah, have a great weekend because it's almost here.
Thanks, and you too.
Welcome. I'll see you on Monday, I guess. Monday or Tuesday, I'll give you a call once I come back, okay?
Good. Perfect. Sounds great.
Perfect, Cindy. Once you're done with the edits, send them my way and check out the draft I send you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Have a good day, Cindy. Take care.
Thanks, you too. Okay,
awesome.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.